Do you call him daddy?
Do I call her daddy?
Call her daddy.
This episode is presented by Sparkling Ice. Turn up summer with Sparkling Ice. They have over 17 anything but subtle flavors, all made with zero sugar and packed with vitamins and antioxidants. Iced tea and lemonade, strawberry watermelon, tropical punch, peach nectarine. Yum. Crank up the flavor. Sparkling Ice, anything but subtle. This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Some things work so well. It's basically magic. Like my favorite highlighters that I'm like, wow, how did you all of a sudden make me look glowing? And you know what else really works, Dottie Gang? Shopify. It is a global commerce platform that helps you sell. I've seen a big difference in my online merch sales. They are especially good at turning browsers into buyers. I can see someone that's been on the site but didn't check out, or someone that checked out and then is revisiting the site. Like, if you want to grow your business, Dottie Gang, sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/unwell, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/unwell.
What's up, guys? It's Alex and Sophia back at it again for another episode. We're having the worst fucking day of our lives. I hope you're having a good fucking day.
This morning was such a shit show.
Oh.
I woke up, you guys, with a splitting headache, and my lips are so swollen. I look like Angelina Jolie.
Okay, what about me? I have, what is it called, Sophia?
You have a sty.
I have a fucking sty on my eyeball. It looks like, what does it even look like? I have a caterpillar just chilling above.
No, like two fluffy pillows.
Yeah, so I have fat fucking eyes right now, and okay. I need to stop cursing, but yeah, it's bad.
I just said I look like Angelina Jolie like it was a bad thing. Shut the fuck up, Sophia.
Wait, yeah.
First of all, you don't look anything close to Angelina
Jolie. You look
Jolie.
Hideous today, and I'll give you that one. Horrible.
Wow. Wow, Alex, I can't wait to go home because I'm going to punch you in the face.
We're going at it. So we're having a really fucking bad day, guys. I don't know. Everyone has bad days. Just bear with us.
Yeah,
but
and you know what? We are adults. So yeah. We came into work.
We
all
are.
I wanted to do was lay in my bed and be like, fuck it, and I'm here. And for everyone that says we have sugar daddies, I wish. Bitch.
Yeah.
I would love to be able to call him right now and
fuck.
Say, you know, babe, I don't feel like going to work. I'm quitting. Just need to get me on that salary. Let's go.
Also, I just forgot. Like, we're like talking about how we have a bad day.
Oh my God.
Sophia and I walk to the subway every day because we're peasants and we, again, don't have fucking sugar daddies. And we're walking to the subway.
I'm dying.
Go ahead. You take it because it was about you. Go ahead. Give it to him.
I'm like lagging behind Alex. And I shit you not, a homeless person goes, yo, you look creepy. And I was like, I literally had to do a double take. I'm like, he did not just say that to me. The guy with 8 trash bags surrounding him and a fucking crack pipe in his pocket told me.
Legit hammer. First of all, he was blending in with the garbage. I'm like, who said that? And I look back and Sophia looks like she's about to bawl her eyes out because I don't know if there's anything worse than getting fucking taken down by a homeless man.
You know it's bad when a homeless person is telling you that you look creepy and he's hammered at 9 a.m., okay?
So good
that's
morning.
How bad I look.
Good morning. Call Her Daddy, episode 6. Let's get it. Fucking going. So we're going to get right into it. We had a lot of feedback about the Gluck Luck. We've had people asking for more of the Gluck Luck, but I want to quickly just address some questions that came out that we're going to go right into. So the Gluck Luck 9000.
Where's the best place to do it, Alex? Because that
right.
was that we kept getting that question.
Yeah. So, and we didn't address it, which I'm really upset about. So where's the best place to do the Gluck Luck? And I don't mean like legit location, like at a fair or at school. Like, I legit mean I'm legit talking, where is the best place to do the Gluck Luck? From a little birdie male friend of mine, also from experience, I know from a fact that the best place to do the Gluck Luck is to push a man up against a wall.
Woo!
There we go. And now guys are going to say, so standing. No. There's a difference between standing and getting head. And then when I say you need to straight up have this guy, he needs to have a backboard. The wall is his backboard. And why I say this is because when guys, when you're getting your dick sucked, there's something about having the support of this wall. It's different when the guy thrusts forward, and it's different. Like, it's a different kind of contact.
No, I get that.
Okay, so yeah. So I've heard it from a lot of guys that have had it. And
I feel like a lot of guys complain about having to stand up.
Yeah, and I'm saying legit, don't stand. Get up to a wall and, like, lean back on that shit. And girls, it's like, imagine, like, it's kind of like, fuck, this is bad to say, but it's when you're, like, face fucking her and your hand is on the...
At least you didn't say skull fucking.
Well, it's basically skull fucking. It's when you put your hand on the back of her head and you're kind of like getting that like traction and contact. That's basically what you're having with the wall. Okay, I'm going to hell. Anyways, after that, people have written in and they've said, I don't know if I can do the double hand twist because his dick is too small.
Okay.
His dick is never too small to do the double hand twist. And let me tell you why.
Well, at that point, you just use like your thumb and your pinky,
no,
right?
Not the pinky. Everyone put your hands out right now. I want everyone to put their left and their right hand out and put your palms down. You're going to take your thumb and you're going to take your index finger and you're going to put them together like they're a circle. And now you're going to take your left and your right hand and you're going to put those little circles on top of each other. That shit is about 2 inches. So you're stacking those and it's about 2 inches. Every dick is bigger than 2 inches. Okay? So what you're going to do then is you're going to twist those in different directions. So I just hope that clarifies that. And then you start stacking more fingers the bigger the dick is. So if that helps clarify, I know this isn't as funny, but this is legit terms that I want to just clarify really quickly before we get into this podcast. A dick is never too small for the goddamn Gluck Gluck 9000, baby. Now,
the balls.
Balls.
Okay.
Sophia, what would you do with the balls in the Gluck Gluck? I don't know why I'm asking you, but just give it a try. Here we go.
I would bounce them around like a basketball game.
No. Fuck. I thought I taught you better.
Yeah, you tap them up.
No. Oh, no. I just like, that just hurt my dick while you were saying it. Why would you say that?
Okay, hold on. A basketball game is a little aggressive. Just like lightly.
No.
Bounce them around.
Okay, here we go. All right, the Gluck Gluck, what do you do with the balls? Okay, first of all, when you are addressing the balls, if you go down to the balls, you do not leave his dick just hanging out there, sticking up like it's midnight. You need to take it and always have your hand on it. So make sure you have one hand on the dick. When you go down to his balls, make sure you have a lot of fucking saliva in your mouth because no one wants fucking dry balls near their mouth and no guy wants your mouth on their dry balls. Make sure it's wet. You put one ball in your mouth. Woo! God, I'm going to hell. Okay.
Beautiful.
Okay, I'm sorry. Here we
Beautiful.
Go. I'm just giving straight facts.
Okay.
You put one ball in your mouth, you kind of switch it around. I'm trying to think, what is something you put in your mouth that you would never chew and you like lightly kind of just like go from side to side with?
Like, you're like Starburst.
Like a Starburst.
Like you don't chew it right
Sophia!
Away.
Yes, Sophia!
I am learning and you guys are hearing me.
Yes,
master.
Ice cream. When you put a big chunk of ice cream in your mouth, that's the best. Okay, you were good with the Starburst. Starburst. You lightly kind of like swish it around your mouth. You would never chew on ice cream. You're the fucking devil if you chew on ice cream. You're the devil if you chew on a dick. So you lightly put one in, and then if you can, and girls, you can, you just have to get the right mentality, you slowly, if you can, pop the other one in your mouth, and then you've got two in there, and you still swish them around. And then you're doing this, your left hand or your right hand is on the dick, and then what is your other hand doing, Sophia? While your mouth has the balls, your left hand has the dick, where's your other hand?
In his butthole.
Woo!
It is butt. I at least know that.
Yes,
much.
And you don't go right into it. You start, you're massaging down, and then you eventually go.
Yeah.
We can talk about butt stuff at another episode. Mm-hmm. But that's just a couple things of what to do with the butt and the balls. Boom, I'm going to hell, and now we're moving on. So hopefully that makes him come. Woo!
Come.
Oh, come.
What a word.
What a word.
What a beautiful word. Speaking of come.
Sophia's ready for this one.
I feel like I can actually put a little input into this
one.
Here
we go, Sophia. Take it.
Before.
Take this.
There's two sides to this. For the guy, it is so hot if you're telling him where to blow his load.
Whoa! Babe, I want you to blow.
Ejaculate. There's really no cute way to say that. I'm like trying to think of something and I cannot come up with anything.
Splooge all over.
Okay, see, that was horrible.
It's so fucking hot when you tell your guy where to come. Babe, I want you to come on my tits, on my ass, on my whatever.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? It's
yes.
so hot. And I don't know if girls think about that, especially if it's a one night stand. They're like, I don't want to speak up. Even if they're being dominant in the bedroom, fucking go for it and tell them where to come.
I think there's two sides. For a girl, do this to save your makeup that you just spent 2 hours on, or the glam squad that you just spent $200
or
on,
or your spray tan.
Oh, hi,
the amount of times
God.
I'm like, honestly, just come in my mouth, because if you fuck up, if you dare fuck up my spray tan, you goddamn motherfucker, I
mean,
will fuck
we've
up.
All been there. You need to like get in a quickie before you're going wherever you're going.
Yes.
And sometimes I'm like, honestly, let's risk it. Just come inside and you get me pregnant, because I just spent $250 getting my face beat.
I'd rather have twins in 9 months than you fuck up this spray tan right now. Protect the spray tan and protect the makeup over everything.
Yeah.
So guys, that's the moral of the story, is girls, it's so fucking hot when you direct them where to come. Boom, done. We're moving forward, because this
shit, people, that we are about to drop on you is going to change lives.
It's going to change guys' lives, because I feel like some fuckboys just don't even think about it. It can really help you.
It is called...
Here we go.
The cleanup job.
The cleanup job is a team effort. Guys, you need to understand, whether you're literally just trying to fuck this girl and have her as a consistent fuck, it doesn't matter. What you're trying to do is ensure that she will answer you after you fuck her. If you
I love Alex that you're just totally, you're not even like, if you ever want to date her.
I'm like, when you want to fuck
her,
this broad.
You're like, when you want to have sex with her again, you better do this.
But it's okay, fine. When you want to get in a relationship, you better do the cleanup right. So, everybody knows, guys, if she has to get up and clean herself off and run to the bathroom and hold that shit and make sure it doesn't fall over her, beep, wrong. Every guy, whether you meet it or not, get up, go to the bathroom, and get her a goddamn towel and bring it over to her. And I'm sure she'll take it, honestly.
I mean, get a little Windex and a paper towel and treat that like a window. And take care of the girl that you just fucking came all over her face, honestly. She's like, I love when guys come on your face and you're blinded and you're literally have your arms out like a mummy and you're trying to find the bathroom.
And they're laying there on their phone looking at Barstool Sports and they're like, this shit's awesome. Look at this sports girl. And you're like, you smashed your head into the wall.
Or... men, sometimes you'll encounter what I call a slut savage, and you'll literally turn your back to get the cum rag, turn back around, and all your cum will be gone because she ate it all up.
And that is what is the definition of a savage is.
All of a sudden, the cum is gone because she's ingested it, and
she's like, we're going
to
go.
No need to go to dinner.
Because I'm full with all my protein. Legit, girls, I know we're gonna get shit for this, but listen, the hottest thing, we told this to our roommate the other night and she was like, really?
Girls, we are not saying to do this.
We are not telling
we're
you have
saying
to.
If you wanna come out, if you wanna come across like a nasty freak, then do it.
Yeah.
If you don't, then don't.
Then don't. But we're just
boom.
We're
that's
just,
all we're saying.
Boom.
We're giving you options on what to do.
We're giving you options.
These are all options.
This is
that
just
you can
charity
incorporate.
Work. We're just putting it out there.
The Lord's work. Okay.
We're doing the Lord's work. We're moving on. Okay, let's talk. So, anyways, the other day that Sophie and I were talking about how, well, I think you all already know we're fucking crazy, but Sophia and I were listening to actually a random podcast, and they brought us up because they were kind of reviewing our episodes, and they were like, we thought we were crazy. These girls are fucking nuts. And I was like, what?
It kind of hurt my feelings, but I kind of felt empowered, but I kind of was ashamed, but I kind of was down with
it. I didn't really know how to feel, but I was like, all right, whatever, we've got to roll with it, because we have a job now and we have to keep going, so there's no option. So we know we're crazy, but I want to just talk a little bit more about us being crazy, girls being crazy, because I think this shit's kind of funny, and I do think it's kind of relatable for guys and girls.
Yeah.
Sophia, I want you to tell them the story you were talking to me about the other day of what you did to your ex.
Oh, yes. My gosh. Okay. Woo! My ex-boyfriend and I, when I lived in Utah, we got in this huge fight. He was sleeping in the guest bedroom. I was in our room, and I was asking him for hours to join me and to come to our room and come to our bed so we could go to sleep, and he wasn't having it. He was so pissed off.
Okay.
So then I got fucking pissed off. I did something that you guys need to listen up and take notes.
Take notes, girl.
Or don't take notes.
No, take notes. No.
Okay. I walk into the guest bedroom. I crawl on top of my boyfriend at the time. So seductively, I start making out with him. I'm, you know, rubbing
grab
a little
bit.
Grab
his wiener. Just say it. You grabbed his wiener.
He gets a little excited.
He's hard. Sophia's trying to piss
off. And I'm making out with him. He's ready to go. Like, he's so fucking excited. And I mean, there is nothing to get you out of a fight quicker than whipping a titty out.
Oh my God.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Men are disgusting. That's all you have to do.
Let's go.
So I'm on top of him. We're making out. He's like ready to go. I start to unzip his pants a little bit and I go, babe. And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, I'm going to fuck all of your friends and I'm going to download Tinder right now and fuck every guy that I match with on there. And I stood up and I slammed the door and I went to my room and I laid on the pillow and I had the best sleep of my entire life.
A fucking like, savage so, ass move.
That is so psycho. Like, I do.
You're like, baby, I love you so much. You're about to get so fucked over. Good night. I'm going to bed.
Like, now he told me that he was actually terrified
of
me.
Imagine his penis. He gets so erect and he's so hard and you walk out and he's so confused and it slowly shrinks and he's like, that was the psychoest.
He's like, I'm so turned on and I'm so scared, but I want to punch you in the face, but I want to fuck you.
I'm terrified.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah. I did that and that's fucking crazy.
Insane. But also, I commend you and I think that's savage. Yes.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Some things work so well. It's basically magic. Like my favorite highlighters that I'm like, wow, how did you all of a sudden make me look glowing? And you know what else really works, Dottie Gang? Shopify. It is a global commerce platform that helps you sell. I've seen a big difference in my online merch sales. They are especially good at turning browsers into buyers. I can see someone that's been on the site but didn't check out, or someone that checked out and then is revisiting the site. Like, if you want to grow your business, Dottie Gang, sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/unwell, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/unwell.
Okay, this is making me think of a story that's a different type of crazy that I just want to talk about because this is something I would never do, but it's just as crazy. It's the girl, you know, Taylor, our friend, Alex.
Yes. Oh, by the way, we just want to put out that we asked Taylor if we could talk about this story, so don't think we're like exposing her. Taylor said
Thank you, Taylor. Shout out to Taylor. Shout out to you. She's the best.
Crazy ass bitch. Let's go.
So she told us about how her friend met this billionaire guy. He took her to the Louboutin store. He opened it up after hours and said, you can pick out any Louboutin you want. And he said, but first you're going to get into your bra and panties. I'm going to put a collar on you. I'm going to put a leash on you. And you're going to crawl around the Louboutin store and pick out the shoes you want with your mouth. And this girl did it. Would you do that? Would you do something like that?
I'm not going to answer that.
Actually, dude. I just said it out loud and I'm like,
that is a level of crazy. Like, I've never done something for money or like gifts or shit like that. And listen, I respect the hustle. Holy shit. A girl getting on all fours, basically naked with her mouth, picking out a fucking Louboutins. Yeah. Like, that's.
But do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it's like
there's
a
different level.
Crazy. They're just different. It's not even levels. It's just different types of
Yeah,
crazy.
Like girls are doing shit for. You're doing shit to fuck with his mind. Yeah.
Mix it up, girls.
No, I was going to say there are different levels. All right. There's a lot of people that have written in. And I know, Sophia, I'm going to bring it up. I know you don't as much want to talk about it, but it's something that I really can passionately talk about. So there is a thing called ghosting. It is October. So I just want to let everyone know that ghosting is 100% approved by Call Her Daddy.
I've never seen someone use red receipts like this bitch to my left.
I'm not.
Ever.
Listen.
It's insane.
So guys, listen. Every answer for me regarding texting, DMing, Snapchatting with any type of guy or girl you're talking to, it comes back to the fucking red receipts. And let me tell you why. You have complete control when you have red receipts on, because there is a difference mentality wise when you look at your text and you sent something, whether it was risky or whether it was a what's up, and you look at that shit and it says delivered
Mm-hmm. Or it says red at 3:46 a.m. Like, it is a huge... No, it can fuck with a person.
I can see that.
Exactly. So what I'm saying to you is when I start talking to a new guy, I throw my red receipts on. So every guy out there, if you're going to start talking to a new girl, turn your red receipts on. And girls, turn your red receipts on if you're talking to a new guy. And I don't want to come off advice or whatever, but I'm telling you, I've had a lot of experience with dating. And this shit... worked. You've seen it,
well,
Sophia.
And it's so crazy to me because usually everyone says the same thing. If someone has red receipts on, they're weirdos. For some reason, when Alex uses it, it's like this fucking magical potion.
It is. Because you have to play it right. You are about to have people in the palm of your hand and you're about to have the power. And let me explain why. I was basically, before I started dating a guy, I played the red receipt game with him. I would ignore his text. And I would leave him on fucking red for about like 3 to 4 hours. And he would get so fucking insecure that he would then double text me and say, honestly, if you're going to ignore me, please at least turn your red receipts off. And do you know what I responded to that?
You didn't respond.
Nothing. Nothing. This is the thing, guys. If you're talking to someone right now and you're trying to get advice, what I have to tell you is start leaving them on red a little bit. I'm going to just address one of the questions that we've had. Someone basically wrote into us and said, I found out the guy that I'm fucking has a girlfriend and I don't know what to do. I kind of want to message her. I kind of want to reach out to him.
Oh my God.
Let me tell you something, girlfriend. First of all, don't fuck with a guy that has a girlfriend. But if we're just going to help you out here, what you need to do is you need to turn on your fucking red receipts. And the next time he texts you, you are going to read it and you're not going to reply. And then he's going to text you 3 times and you're not going to reply. And finally, by the 3rd time, you will reply and be like, hey, babe, like, what's up? Sorry, been super busy. Hope you're good. What's up with you? And then he's going to respond.
Yeah.
And you're going to read it and not reply again.
I get that in the sense that if you're ever having an issue with somebody, you replying back to them as angry only shows that you care and that you're butthurt and that never works.
Moral of the story is ghosting is a tactic that many can use, but don't overuse. That's the one thing. Don't fucking overuse it, because when you overuse it, then you actually may never get a text again. So let's all ghost together and be one together. I want to transition because, actually, I'll let Sophia, I'm going to let you take this over because this is your story to be told. I have nothing to do with this one. Thank God.
Okay. I know, because you guys have tagged me and sent it into my DMs and sent it to my family members. I know that when you type my name into Google, a beautiful, gorgeous mugshot shows up. I know this.
Would you rather have a nude out there of you or that mugshot?
Nude, 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 nude. A million times nude, because that was something I can perfect and blast off.
Yeah, we already talked about how to perfect a nude. Go listen to episode 4, always plug. But
this mugshot was taken like 12 hours after a complete binging drunk session.
Tell them how it happened.
All right. So, people, listen up. I'm going to say it one time, one time only. This was a dark time in my life. I leave a bar. JK. I was kicked out of a bar with my friend.
Bitch, you thought.
We go behind the bar. We're chilling. We lean up against this door. We tumble inside of what I found out was a frozen yogurt shop.
No.
And the door slams behind us. The cops show up. The
Hold
sirens
on.
Are
Can
going
I stop
off.
You really quickly? You so casually, like, so we fall into this frozen yogurt shop.
It is.
And the door closes and we're locked in. Can you guys please imagine Sophia with video footage of her and her friend running around in a goddamn frozen yogurt shop trying to get out, and they can't get out because they're locked in?
And the door slammed behind us and locked us in. There's security footage.
Okay.
So I get put into handcuffs, and that triggered me in a way that told me that I needed to run for my life.
Very smart.
I ran for my life. I was tackled to the ground by a police officer. Okay. He threw me in the back of a cop car. My friend and I go into the drunk tank. So then we get to the drunk tank, and my friend gets to skip on out of there because she didn't resist arrest. They were trying to scare the shit out of me, and they booked me into the actual jail, which is completely different than the drunk tank. This is like the real deal. I was in there with
I wish you could see my
rapists,
face.
Drug dealers, like crazy people. I'm not kidding. I'm not making
I'm
it up.
I'm sitting with a convict right now.
Like, they put me in a jumpsuit.
They took all of my belongings. They made me do the bend over and cough maneuver.
Wait, you did not tell me.
Full on. Terrified.
You bent over and coughed. Okay.
Yes.
Holy shit.
They even took out my clip-in extension.
Oh,
because you know I
not
was.
Not the clip-ins.
Yes.
Not the cotton.
Which brings me to another quick story about my best friend Leticia that I met in there, who's a wonderful woman who, when they went up to her to take out her extension, they said, is this your hair? And she said, bitch, I paid for it, so it's my hair. And I was like,
Savage.
Why did I think to say that?
Meanwhile, you're unclipping every screw. Yeah. Like, here you go. Take it.
She was a great woman. I wish I still knew her. If you're listening, Leticia, we had good times in that jail.
Homegirl, miss you. That's
all
amazing.
Right. So I go into jail. They put me in an actual jail cell. They say I'm going to be in there for a few days.
Is that allowed now?
I don't know. It's Utah, so I think they have nothing better to do but to, like, really take care of those underage drinkers because there's nothing else happening.
Okay, so you're in the cell.
So I go into the cell. Okay. I'm bawling my eyes out. I'm shaking. I'm like, what brought me to this point? I'm going through my entire life, and I'm like, what happened to you, homie, homegirl? So I'm laying there, and they bring you food.
Oh,
they
love
just
that.
Shove the tray under the door. And I grab it. At this point, I hadn't ate or drank anything for hours and hours and hours. So I take a bite. I spit it out because jail food is disgusting. It is repulsive. I don't even know how people survive in there. It's honestly the best diet plan you could ever
go on. I was
going to
say, let's be real, Sophia. You're like, holy shit, I'm going to get so skinny in here.
I probably a fucked up part of me was kind of thinking that. And so I leave the tray. And mind you, this whole time I'm in this cell, there is a lady on the top bunk of this bunk bed who has not said one word to me. Okay. And now, after the food arrives and she sees that I don't eat it, she says, are you going to eat that? And I'm like, no. And she's like, can I have it? And I was like, sure. She crawls down from the top bunk. She is a 80-pound meth head, crack head, sores all over her face. Oh. Psycho. Like, psycho. I'm like, it's over for me.
You're dead.
I'm going to wake up in the middle of the night to this lady, like, feasting on my leg.
Oh, my God.
I'm terrified. So then she eats all of my food and crawls back up. A couple hours pass, and I'm fully sober, and I'm starting to be like, what is going to happen
to
me?
Yeah, like, I'm in jail.
So I reach out to the only person I can, and it's the lady on the top bunk.
Oh, God.
And I go, I'm really scared. Like, I'm really scared. Is there anything you can tell me? And she goes, it's better in here than it is out there. It's better in here than it is out there.
Sophia, before I address the fucking psycho telling you that, why? Even the movies I've watched in my life, you never admit that you're scared in jail.
I think Leticia did tell me that, but I didn't listen to
you. You never show you're scared or you're going to get ass fucked with a fork or some
can
shit.
Can you imagine being in a jail cell and someone tells you that it's better in there than it is out in the real world?
No.
And I was like, I for sure, my life will be over.
But but that must have really put things in perspective for you, and you never went to jail again,
no.
Right? Please, dear God, tell me.
No, I didn't. But just at that point, I knew it was over for me.
That's fine. No,
over.
I think that's a legendary story because I have nothing comparable to that. I've never been to jail. That's amazing. Your mom's going to call you when she hears this episode and said, Sophia, why did you tell that?
Yeah.
There you go, everyone. Enjoy that. And I hope you enjoyed that. And Leticia, if you're out there, miss you, bitch.
I miss you, bitch.
So now is the beautiful time where we're going to answer some questions. And listen, guys, like, we get so many questions a day. We fucking love your questions. This is the first question. So I was hooking up with a guy, and the second time that we were hooking up, I find out that he's in a relationship. And then the dude was like, I'm breaking up with her in a week. And now they're still together. Do I tell the girl?
Oh my gosh. No.
Why do girls do this?
No, it's not your place.
Jesus.
It's really not. It's just going to backfire at the end
Listen,
of the day.
Listen, this is the thing. He's never going to leave that girl for you if that's what you're thinking.
No.
Stop trying to get revenge on a girl who has done nothing to you. It's the guy. So just, no, don't fucking tell the girl if you're pissed at the guy.
Never.
That's so immature, and it makes you look so...
Yeah.
And also, not to, like, be twisted, but if you tell the girl, then you have no chance with the guy. Like, he'll never fucking leave her for you now. So maybe keep your mouth shut and maybe he'll leave her if you
Good
stay quiet.
Point.
Okay.
Great point.
All right. Next. What is the advice of how long you wait to text a girl after getting her number at the bar the next day? Yeah. Do not text her the same night. She's hammered. Don't text her. Because then what ends up happening is you have to then text her the next day. So it's a double text. Just text her the next day.
Great point.
All right.
Great
next. Point. These I'm going to combine. For some reason, I have always hated when guys go down on me, and I'm super self-conscious about my vagina. Is it going to smell? Is it going to taste funny or something? And then there's another guy that wrote, my girlfriend is super self-conscious and never wants me to go down on her. So let's address.
Yeah.
Girls,
I think,
one.
Yes. For girls, number one, you need to realize that if you're practicing hygiene, the rest is totally fine.
You should never be self-conscious about your vagina.
No, you need to own it. Yeah. All of them look different, and if he has a fucking problem with it, then cheat on him or find a boyfriend.
Woo!
Another one.
Fuck him.
Also, flip side, as a guy, if you want her to be like totally into it, talk about how hot her pussy is all the time.
Like, babe, I want to eat you out. Like, oh my god, you're so fucking hot. All I want to do is go down to you. I want to shove my face and blah blah blah. Like, you make her legit talk about it like it's a fucking burger from Shake Shack. Like, I want my face in that shit devouring it, because girls would be like, oh fuck, like he legit is so into it.
Absolutely.
Now I want it. Guys, you have to, if you talk like that to a girl, she's gonna want to spread her legs and go for it. So there you go, that's the advice. Next question. Should you kiss a guy goodbye after a one-night stand or a quick casual bang? I've been in the position where a guy has driven me home after a one-night stand or just after a random booty call, and I didn't know what to do when getting out of the car. Do I kiss him bye or just run out? Thoughts? Okay, so the
Alex literally
give them
fives them. You told me that. You're like, and then I gave him a high five, and I'm like, wait, rewind. That's
I think if you give them a little peck and you run out, if that's the kind of girl you are, if that's the kind of girl you are, and then if you're the kind of girl that just high fives after you get fucked, that's cool too. Okay, fuck
Great.
Me. Cool. Okay, moving on. Being 28, I've come to find out multiple girls have asked me to choke them and pull their hair. Low-key, I'm finding out girls are freakier than guys. Yeah, no shit. Anyways, do girls want me to fully send it and get out ropes and tie them up and shit? I don't know if I should come off too forward, but do girls like guys that are dominant in bed? Apologies if this is weird.
If it's a one-night stand, don't be punching her in the head and fucking tying her up with ropes, because she's going to think that you're about to, like, Jeffrey Dahmer her and, like, chop her up
legit,
and throw her in the
kill
freezer.
Her. Yeah.
If you guys have been dating for a while, then you can get freaky and she'll love it.
Absolutely. I think there's, like, absolutely a time and place for the weird dominatrix shit and, like, domination.
Yeah.
And I think that's cool, especially people have wrote in and been like, how do I take this to the next level? Like, bring in toys to the bedroom, bring in weird shit. But if it's the first fucking date, it's fucking weird.
Yeah.
Okay, then
Oh, we're doing
one more. Okay, the next one is, my girlfriend of 4 years never sucks my dick or makes me come. What should I do?
Cheat on her.
No. Fuck. We're kidding. Oh my god, our producer was like, cut
every
that.
Time we talk about cheating, it's a joke.
We're like,
calm
cheat,
down.
Cheat on her. No. Okay. Listen, I think people that don't get their dick sucked, it's like, you need to, like, guys are so afraid to ask for it.
I think once you're in a relationship, really both parties should be doing stuff.
I think it's helping each other both out in different ways. So
But you should be going down on her 20 times more.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But then she should be sucking your dick. Okay.
Okay. So thank you guys so much for listening. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Always remember to write into callherdaddy.com with any questions, comments, stories you have, and we will try to answer them as many as we can.
Yes, and we will see you every Wednesday.
Every
we will
Wednesday.
Keep embarrassing ourselves. I may have another mugshot out there. I don't know.
Woo!
And we're going to have fun.
Thanks
I'm
for
excited.
Hanging out with us, guys. We love you. Call her daddy.